My ears pricked up when I heard the title Salsa Baroque, a concert next week featuring the music of Latin America and Spain. The Cape Town Baroque Orchestra are going to be joined by Matthias Mauter, the recorder and baroque flute player who heads up the well-known Canadian baroque group Ensemble Caprice, and he's bringing with him the group's percussionist Zia Tabassian. This is such a fascinating area of baroque music, bringing together the influences of three continents, Europe, South America, and Africa. I particularly enjoy the rhythmic inventiveness found in this type of music. Amongst the composers on the program is one Juan de Araujo. He was born in Spain in 1648, but moved out to Peru as a boy when his father went out to work there as a civil servant. Araujo studied composition and later became ordained as a priest. He moved to Panama, back to Peru, and then finally to the Cathedral of La Plata in what is now Sucre, Bolivia. This was a time of economic prosperity in Bolivia, and the well-resourced cathedral had an orchestra that few European cathedrals could boast at the time. Araujo excelled in composing villancicos, songs with religious texts but distinctive dance-like rhythms. They would often be part of a theatrical spectacle on feast days before people went into the cathedral. His most famous villancicos is Los Cofrades de la Azalea. It has the subtitle Black Song of the Birth of Our Lord and evokes the nocturnal processions of African slaves celebrating Christmas, starting with the words, "Fellow brothers of the star, let us all go to Bethlehem." The rhythms are distinctive, and Araujo creates syncopations through extraordinary groupings of 6/8 time. This rendition of his Los Cofrades de la Azalea is performed by Ensemble Caprice under Matthias Mauter. It will feature as an instrumental arrangement in Salsa Baroque at St. Andrew's Church, Cape Town, on the 10th of November, and at La Motte, Franschhoek, on the 13th of November. All the details are on the Cape Town Baroque Orchestra website.
Oh,
That was Aroche's Le Corps Ladies de la Eslea, performed by Ensemble Caprice with Matthias Mauter. To hear this bonbon again, please go to the FMOR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.